This is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. And you are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Soprous Sun's weekly radio program, here on the best radio station this side of the Mississippi, the best radio station in the world, KDNK, Community Access Radio. As you all have probably, or many of you have already heard, KDNK, as well as other local public radio stations across the country, have lost their funding. That funding makes up one-third of KDNK's budget. So now is the time to donate to this this wonderful resource that we have in our community. So go to KDNK.org, click donate, or come on down to the station and drop off a check sometime. So, for this, if you haven't already, you could grab a copy of the Soprous Sun, which is fresh off the press and at a yellow newsstand near you. And this, of course, is the week of Mountain Fair, so it also includes the Mountain Fair program. There's a lot of copies of those floating around, and there's one that you could find also in each issue of the Soprous Sun. So we're going to talk about Mountain Fair today, and I got two very special guests and great friends in the studio today. We got Kat Rich.
Hi.
And we got Amy Kimberly.
Hello.
Thank you so much, both of you, for joining today.
Thanks for having us.
It really is a pleasure and an honor to have you both on, just because you've been making the wheels turn at Mountain Fair for some time now.
Well, it's great to be here, and I don't know that I have ever been on Everything Under the Sun, so I'm very excited to be on your show.
I was thinking about that. I've been on the show, or on a show with you before, but I don't know if it's Everything Under the Sun. Yeah. But I remember, because it'll be an interview that sticks in my mind for the rest of my life.
Well, hopefully this will be another one.
It will. It always is. Really, every moment I get to spend with you, Miss Moon and Amy Kimberly, is a treasure. So, and Carbondale, so lucky to have you both.
Thank you.
And so is the fair. Kat, I might put you on the spot.
Okay.
When did you start volunteering for Carbondale Mountain Fair?
I started volunteering in 2006. Okay. And the first year I just was one of those people that just shows up. And then I started in 2007 as Ms. Moon's assistant.
Okay, so you got promoted really quick. That's awesome. And what is it like, your role as a volunteer? Because it's more involved, of course, than like signing up for a 4-hour shift. I know you've already been helping out this year plenty. How has that developed over the years, your involvement?
Well, I was Amy's assistant for 3 years, and then I got transferred over to the information booth, which is where I've been ever since. And then 3 years ago, I got offered the golden nuggets of being one of the wood splitting MCs and the MC for the tug of love between the with all of our first responders. So that's my involvement.
Nice.
And I was on the board many, many times, chaired the board, and worked for Carbondale Arts for a long time, and it's been a part of my life since I came back to the Valley.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So did you grow up in the Valley, or?
Not officially.
Okay.
But basically, my adult life, I've spent most of my life
She here. Grew into an adult
I grew into
here.
An adult here, I guess.
That's awesome. Did you go to the fair before you were volunteered? And like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I went for years. And one of my very first mountain fairs, I spent working at Pepino's.
Oh, nice.
Which was carnage.
Total carnage.
Super fun.
I think I may have had a similar experience. I worked at Pepino's at like 21, and mountain fair was a zoo.
Yep. Yes, it was a long day, but the tip jar was always really full, and wasn't always just money, so it was always a fun day.
Yeah, that's so great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for continuing to do it and, making it happen.
Wouldn't miss it.
What's your role this year?
I am one of the information booth supervisors with Amy and Bob Schultz and Jean Marie Haggerty and Mustang Molly. and also doing contest MCs.
Contest MCs.
Oh, I was also in, helped with the Shade Lottery back when we did that.
Oh, boy.
What's
the
Shade
Lottery?
Those
were some fun days.
What's
so how does that work now? There's nobody gets anything out there?
We went back to the kind of the old way where everybody comes on Friday and Friday and Saturday mornings, I think. In the mornings, they're allowed to set up their shade tent.
Oh, okay. So. Great. And that's just any fairgoers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They
but
can set up a shade
tent.
There
is a timeline, and sadly, I don't know what that timeline is.
Yeah, like if you're not there right off the bat, you probably aren't getting shade. So it's a very timely kind of thing. But whoever does get shade, they are supposed to... share that shade when they are not there. Anyone should be able to go sit under it. And that's always been the ethos of the shade tents. Yep.
That's great.
Share the shade.
A community, like a community focused.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not using it, someone else gets to use it.
Yeah, share the love, everybody.
That's what Mountain Fair is all about. One of the things.
Absolutely.
For sure. Great. And so are you at the info booth like all weekend?
We all have different shifts, but we're in and out, and if I'm not there, I'll be emceeing or probably sitting in a chair backstage.
Awesome. Fantastic. The backstage, I must say, is really nice and cozy and pretty shaded.
Very shady.
Yeah, which is good. And a great lineup this year. Any particular performers that you guys are excited about?
Yeah, for sure. Digging Dirt on Sunday night is going to be off the hook. And Sunday evenings are always just the most fun because all the people that have been working. I mean, it takes over 350 volunteers to do the fair. So that's kind of the time where everybody lets down their hair and just the smiles are so big. And Digging Dirt is going to bring it on. I also think Nude Party on Friday night is going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, while I haven't seen Carp, they are a local band, I did go to Burning Man with one of the members, and I know just how crazy he is. So they should be a lot of fun. I also, you know, if someone hasn't seen Natalie Spears and her strings, they're going to be great. And then I just got to put a plug in for Par Avion Surf Rock Saturday afternoon. And then I really feel the Saturday evening performance is going to surprise us all. La Luz. It's an all-female band. I think they're primarily Latina, but these girls rock. So I'm really excited to kind of discover them.
Yeah, Deb Colley said the same thing, that she's really excited about La Luz and that she's been listening to a lot of their tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And Ali Sangili, she's still putting together the music lineup?
She is. Yeah, I mean, there is a committee, but yes, Ali mainly is putting it together.
Can you explain to me, Amy, like what does the organization body for Mountain Fair kind of look like? Is there a supervising team? And Yeah,
there is a supervising team. Which, you know, I don't know, there's probably about 25, 30 supervisors. And, you know, we meet a couple times throughout the year. We get to help choose the poster design. And, there is a music committee and there's various ways for people to be, part of it throughout the year, but it's also, you know, there's a lot more staff working on it than there used to be. So sometimes, you know, the more staff you get, then the more that just moves along. But, yeah, it just keeps growing. The thing keeps growing. I can't believe it.
It seems to be growing a lot every year. And
after the pandemic, it really took off.
Did it balloon after the pandemic?
Because people were starved for...
I got to say, though, some of my favorite years, I mean, I ran the fair for 19 years. I actually am the longest director of Mountain Fair that there ever has been so far. But maybe this team will beat me. They're young.
19 years is a lot.
Yeah.
It's some dedication.
Yeah. No, I am proud of it. But the COVID years were just kind of magical in that we could just blow the format out of the water and, you know, just had to get extremely creative and bring we brought a stage, a moving stage all throughout town in different neighborhoods. So there were some really fun times. And we also had moved out onto the street, onto Main Street, just like last year and this year. For several reasons, we just wanted to give more space when the fair finally got to go back. We wanted to give more space. So instead of them being right next to each other, they all had a little space, which the vendors did love, but we had to go back to being tight. And so we brought it out on the street. And one of our largest selling vendors was out on the street, sold more than I think almost anyone I know sold. So The street has been part of the fair in different ways throughout the years.
Yeah, and we wanted to talk a little bit about that, just because it's how far back does that go? When did because the Oasis, of course, and the focus of the article in the Sopra Sun this week is about the Oasis and its evolving, and how it'll have another stage, a music stage, where there'll be like the Going Fork Youth Orchestra, but also some out of town bands, even from Denver. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be rocking on all over town this year. And also a little beer garden, the watering hole. Mm-hmm. But when do you know, like, did they first have a presence on Main Street?
You know, Lori Lobitz told me they were out on the street back in the day.
When I was back at CMC, so that was in like 90, 91, 92, and it was always out on the street back then.
Okay.
Portions of it were.
Well, and I remember when I was a little kid, and yeah, there would be like definitely vendors at Went and Main Street pretty regularly every year.
Yeah, and actually, James, so, you have been coming to the Mountain Fair, right, since you were a child?
Yeah, in the 90s.
Yeah, and do you feel that the fair shaped you in any way? Because, I see we're on to second and third generation kids that grew up here volunteering or coming to the fair that are now really running the fair.
Yeah. It absolutely did. It was an experience that I looked forward to every year. I remember my first Mountain Fair ever, and I actually told Bill a story, your husband, a couple years ago. It was actually live on Katie and Kay during the fair about my first fair experience. It was with Aaron Limmel, Bill's son.
Oh, yeah.
And these kids were bullying my brother and I, and Aaron, long story short, like, he helped us kind of get back at him. And
nice.
He stuck up for us. And but yeah, it's just always been also a place where every single year I see, and I think for a lot of locals and people from the Valley, you see so many people you don't see all year long. And that's what always I love about it so much, is this, like, yeah, seeing a face that I hadn't seen for at least that year, maybe more than that. So it's definitely, it's shaped me, absolutely.
Yeah, it's very cool. And speaking of which, last night I was just walking down the street, and all of a sudden I ran into a famous newspaper man from days of yore, John Colson.
Oh, yeah.
Back in town. It was so awesome to see him. And then I ran into Katie Scott, who used to teach at CRMS and used to be on the Katie and K Vards. So it's like you just walk and you see all these people that don't live here anymore, but they come back, and it's pretty exciting.
They come back for the fair. I actually saw John Colson. He'll be volunteering at the cantina.
Oh, good man.
I saw him on the list for the Sopra Sun on Sunday. So
as he should.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, it's and that's what's so cool too. And I think, a big part of Mountain Fair is the volunteerism, because in the beginning, it was just people coming together to throw this big party, and that's what it still is today. But now it takes 500 volunteers.
Yeah,
speaking of which,
keep growing.
I'll add a plug right now. I did check before the show. You could actually still go to Carbondale Arts webpage and still register to volunteer. You could also sign up to volunteer throughout the weekend by going to the
Volunteer booth. That's right near the info booth. Mm-hmm. We're like that. We have been in the same place except for the COVID years for probably since the beginning.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
For our listeners, you're tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK. I'm your host, James Steinler. I'm speaking with the one, the only Kat Rich and the one, the only Amy Kimberly, two Mountain Fair gurus and we're just chatting about Mountain Fair because Mountain Fair starts tomorrow.
Yep, 12 p.m. Yeah,
and, you know, I will say, like, the 12 p.m. start, we started, used to always start at 4 with the drum circle and the blessing. But we started the noon opening, gosh, I don't know, probably 10 years ago. And the reason is it's really nice for people that don't want to come when there's a lot of big parties and activities going on. And they really want to support the vendors. And I think it's kind of important because the vendors are what allows the fair to stay free. You know, they're the ones that allow this entertainment to come. And so supporting them is really important. And so we started opening the fair at noon for people that just wanted to come and really shop. It's the best time to get out there and look at stuff between noon and 4.
On Friday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, great. How is setup? Have you been working on setup this year?
A poquito. It's great. I mean, listen, James and Emmett Garcelon, who started at 8 years old and now is right up there helping put it together. I mean, it's amazing the people that show up on Wednesday. Dudes leave their construction jobs. Women, you know, people just show up and boom, all the tents go up. And then once the tents go up, it's really just the fluff crews and the you know, that kind of stuff. And then obviously today, Stacy had, I mean, now they're letting vendors in way earlier than when I ran the fair. So the vendors have been slowly loading in since 9 this morning. Yeah.
Oh, really? So it's a process that starts a few days before the fair.
Yeah.
It seems like it takes a lot of hands, a lot of work.
Yeah. There are a lot of people out in that park right now working, and it's looking great. It's looking great. And I think the weather is going to be super good this weekend. Mm-hmm. Not too hot. I mean, it really makes a difference if you're in the 80s or if you're in the 90s.
Yeah. And this year's theme, I think we could touch on that. Let's Dance.
Let's Dance.
And Bailamos. Which I know is like kind of meant to be inclusive because of these trying times and how many members in the Latino community scared for their families, and just as Deborah Colley really said, I think really eloquently, as a unapologetic inclusive invitation for everyone.
Right. Though I do feel that Mountain Fair has always been an unapologetic invitation to everyone. I mean, that's been the beauty of it, and I think when people, you know, when I was head of the Arts Council, people would all, like Basalt would call or Glenwood or, oh, how could we be like Carbondale? And honestly, the secret sauce that keeps Carbondale such a, this community that really can come together, whether you agree on things or not, and really can work through things. I honestly, the only thing different that we have going for us has been this Mountain Fair. And I've seen it time and time again. I mean, where people have disagreed when we had the big box battles, when, you know, just anything. But yet, when it's Mountain Fair, everybody just drops their differences and comes together. And there's always been very strong outreach with our Latino community. We always have at least one or two bands. And, you know, we've had translations, you know, always going on stage or at the info booth. That used to be, interpreter used to be one of the volunteer positions. So I feel that that is the secret sauce of the fair.
Yeah, bringing everyone together, Democrats, Republicans.
Exactly. And you know what? We did kick ice out once. Katrina. It was epic.
That epic. Is epic she, and badass.
She was on the town trustees, and they were on the bridge coming into the Oasis, and she spied them, and she went up right up there and yelled at them and got them out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. Let's see here. This show goes by quick, as you know. We got about 8 minutes left. Amy and Kat, are there any events this year that you're particularly excited about, or contests that you like to MC?
Well, I love wood splitting, and yeah, my baby is obviously the tug of love. But sadly, this year, because our first responders are so maxed out and they have so much on their plate, we've had to postpone the tug of war until 2026, when all the participants have had more time to plan and tan.
Plan and
so
tan.
Sadly, there will not be some strapping, you know, first tug. Responders all sweaty and pulling on their rope.
I know, that is such a great time. All the handsome firemen.
it's a good time. But I'm just happy to be part of the fair, and I do love the wood splitting contest. I love watching how the women help each other and how the men just kind of let it all go. It's fabulous. So
yeah, it really is one of the best things to watch. And and everyone's always dressed so nicely at the wood splitting contest.
Yes.
Well, especially the women. Sometimes the guys, there's a few that really go all out. I think last year's winner really went all out.
Well, because we have the flair contest now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's incorporated.
That's been incorporated. Yeah. And, you know, there will be winners of that contest, and they'll be getting something from Soper Slicker and Wine. So,
very
exciting.
Yeah. Soper Slicker and Wine, they've been really supportive. They've also been sponsors of the Soper Sun before, and they seem to be very community-oriented.
Yay. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Amy? Anything you're particularly excited about?
I think for me, it's really just seeing people. There's just so many people out there, and everybody is so happy, and you really feel united as a community. And it's also really awesome for me to see how the fair evolves since I left, and the, you know, the people who I mentored really like doing it and doing it so good. Mm. And so I love it all, but I do love dancing, of course. Oh, you know what I really love? I hope I get to do it this year. I love putting the hose out on the people when they're dancing.
I was literally thinking of the same thing.
I was like, that is the absolute best, being able to stand on the ladder and cool people down, and they're so happy.
They love it so much.
It's really
fun. I've only been on the receiving end of that, but I was, I would love to be the person who's
actually... Well, you're welcome to come try it sometime.
I would really like to.
If they have it again and we're allowed... Definitely, it's worth trying.
I hope so, because it is always a really nice refreshing something when you're dancing in the heat of the day or around 4 o'clock. And thanks for doing that, Amy. That and so many other things. I'm excited too, and I think it's going to be a great fair. It sounds like. Thank you both for like I said, you know, keeping it going.
And I do think it's really important to mention that the fair is just really a strong part of Carbondale Arts. Carbondale Arts has been doing it for 54 years. And that Carbondale Arts actually started from the fair. The fair started first.
No kidding.
Yeah, the
I did
fair
not
started
know that.
First, and then it was like making some money, and they're like, well, what are we going to do with this money? And that's when I think Lori Loeb was like, oh, well, let's start an arts council. So CCAH. I think the CCAH started like 2 years after the fair started.
I used to always pronounce it caca.
Caca.
We did change that long name a while ago. That was a big move, changing the name, but it works. Now no one even...
Could have done it before I was in grad school.
Yeah, because you had to write Carbondale Council
papers
on arts
and I had word limits, and that one was taking up a lot of my word limits.
Yeah.
Well, before I let y'all go, I was thinking we might listen to David Bowie before we go out.
Oh, today. And we are big David Bowie fans. I just want to say, I saw David Bowie when I was a senior in high school in a little tiny movie theater.
Oh my gosh, that is the best. Epic. I heard that Bob Schultz has been pushing for this theme for a few years. That's what Deb said.
The big guy wants it. We're happy to supply it.
Yeah, well, you're the best. Well, any closing thoughts before we listen to David Bowie?
I just hope everyone comes out. It is a very safe space. There's also the Rainbow Lounge and Gay for Good, I believe, will be out there. Mm-hmm. And
Drag Story Hour.
It's a beautiful place to be in this world right now. We need these things that really feed our souls and our minds. So don't be afraid. Come on out.
Mm-hmm. And hug your Mountain Fair volunteer.
Hug your Mountain Fair volunteer. You heard it, folks. And you can find the program with a list of all those events, musical acts, and all the fun in the Soapra Sun this week. And also at the entrances and the info booth at Carbondale Mountain Fair. Have fun and bailamos.
Woohoo!
Whee! Thanks, James.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Amy.